This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. This week, a special commission recommends changes to prevent another attack like the ones on September 11, 2001. The September 11 commission is expected to propose a new intelligence chief to coordinate the nation's intelligence agencies, including the CIA. This and other proposals come out several days before the Democratic National Convention. NPR's Cokie Roberts is here to analyze the report's political impact. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning. How are you, Steve?
Doing fine, thanks. Didn't take long for the CIA to question this report, did it?
Well, that recommendation that you just mentioned about a cabinet-level intelligence czar to oversee the 15 agencies dealing with intelligence has understandably come under some attack from the acting head of the CIA, John McLaughlin, because it becomes a turf battle, and the CIA would not want a czar on top of it. Interestingly, the commission members say that they are going to spend some time lobbying the Congress through the American people, because they think it's so important to have this kind of restructuring. But, you know, the truly remarkable thing about what is this book that's expected to come out later this week from this commission is that it is truly unanimous and bipartisan. And in these times, these days, that is a remarkable thing to say because nothing else is. And it is a testament to the chairman, Tom Kaine, and vice chairman, Lee Hamilton. And also it reflects the seriousness of the subject. And there is much to chew upon in this report, as we're learning as stories leak out, including the implication of Iran with al-Qaeda. Apparently, the Iranian government told border guards not to stamp the passports of some of the 9/11 hijackers who made their way from Afghanistan through Iran into Saudi Arabia before arriving here. And when they arrived in this country, their passports did not look suspicious, therefore.
Well, what does that mean? If Iran turns out to be more closely connected to the September 11 attacks than Iraq was?
Well, I think that it raises yet more questions about the Iraq war. And the committee has raised questions about Iraq's relationships with al-Qaeda, but said that there seems to be more connection with Iran-Pakistan. Chairman Kaine said that last month. He doesn't say that any of these countries knew about the September 11th plot, just that they had connections with al-Qaeda. But I think it does play into the questions that are already there about whether the Iraq war is worth it. And in each poll, we see that more people are questioning that. And it could clearly add to the political problems for the president that he already has on the subject of the war.
You said that this was a bipartisan report. Are there bipartisan findings of blame?
Yes, among the blame game, Bill Clinton apparently got a warning in December of 1998 that bin Laden, it was a presidential daily brief titled "Bin Laden Preparing to Hijack U.S. Aircraft and Other Attacks." And the report also gives some sense that the Clinton administration did not adequately prepare the Bush administration for the terrorism that that they knew about or that they should have known about. But look, that doesn't help politically. The 9/11 happened on George Bush's watch, and he's the one who's going to have to deal with it, as he well knows.
And which has the greater impact for the president, these findings on September 11 or the economic news of the last few days?
Well, the economic news that income has not kept up with the economy is very bad for President Bush. And Republican governors meeting this weekend heard from pollsters that that the president has got to do a better job on talking about the economy and preparing for the next 4 years, or that John Kerry could easily beat him on that issue. But whether the commission makes more difference than the economy, probably not. Terrorism than the economy, maybe so.
Thanks. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.